are you?
So let me ask you a question. Life is long, right? I think it's long enough. It's not too long. It's not too short. I think it's long enough. If you stay busy and you stay active and you go after stuff and you get excited, it's long enough. It's good. But it's all about experience, right? So if you take that long life and all that time that you have and you take the experiences, what does that give you? Well, I learned something about observation from a comedian the other day that I think that way anyway. I'm kind of a funny guy myself. I'll share it with you today on the Daily Boost podcast. The positive boost you need every single day as we load into the RV and live full time while we seek out a brand new place to live and learning a bunch of lessons along the way. And isn't that what life is all about? I always believe that. I've always been that bit of an adventurer that just simply says and just decides, no matter what anybody says I should or shouldn't do, I just say, oh, let me go do it. And you know what I found? And this is a lesson I can tell you right now. And I give you this all the time. I say, don't ask for permission. Don't wait for somebody to tell you you can build momentum. Don't wait. Just decide to go do it, because here's what happens. And you're get real close to me, okay? I'm a little pumped up right now. Here's what will happen. And you probably already know this. I hope you do. But if you don't, here's what will happen. If you're second-guessing anything that you want to do in your life, if you're second-guessing status quo, but you got a dream you want to go after, and you think everybody's going to go, oh, what are you doing? You can't do that. Once you do it, they'll say, oh, my God, I wish I could do that. Once you do it, you'll meet all those other people who are doing what you didn't think you could do. I've done that my entire life, and we're doing it right now. I don't know how long. We're just going to go with the flow. Literally, I'm going to go to Shenandoah Valley and maybe turn left. And maybe not. Maybe go back south. I don't know yet. My name is Scott Smith. You know who I am. Thanks for stopping by today. I appreciate you being here as I stay very pumped up as things settle down just a little bit in this motor coach. It's also a commercial-free week. You might have noticed we almost always run this show when we have a sponsor. And when we don't have a sponsor, we don't run the show. We do the show, but we do it commercial-free for our members at motivationtomove.com. So we're going to run it anyway right now. If you're digging it and you like the commercial-free binging experience of your Daily Boost podcast, go to motivationtomove.com. Get it every single day and a whole lot more as well. Over the years, I've learned a couple things. And I usually talk to you about them, too, as I learn them. I put them out there in the 10,000-plus podcasts I've done. I've shared a bunch of stuff with you. And honestly, I haven't even scratched the surface yet. I could do 10,000 more, 20,000 more, just keep on going. But I've learned a lot about success in any area of your life. And that's how I define success. I don't define it as just money or just happiness or just safety and just security. I don't. I define it in any area you choose that you want to have success, a positive experience in. But I've learned something, and that is that it's really more about failure than it is winning. And some folks don't even take the shot at it. They don't want to fail so bad they don't even try. But getting what you want that is important to you in your life, I have learned, and you can disagree if you want to, but you shouldn't because I'm right, it's always on the other side of the lesson taught by failing. Always. Oh, yeah, I don't fail every single time. I win. I always get it right. I'm going to laugh at you. You just practiced in private and got it wrong. Sometimes you got lucky. Sometimes you lived something for 30 years and you got good at it. So the first time you did something else, it was kind of a pretty good match and you did it the first time. Boom, look at me. I'm so good at what I do. But if you're good at anything, you failed a lot. It's true. So if you're sitting there thinking, hey, why can't I get what I want? Why do I always fail? You're going to get what you want because you are failing. I like to fail often. I like to fail fast. If I'm going to fail, I want to get it over with. Are you with me on that one? Say, yeah. So after over a year of a pretty odd year, right, I had the chance a few days ago to enjoy a fun, old-fashioned stand-up comedy performance. It was kind of weird because we're all kind of getting back into normal, and it's not even a new normal. It's I said this in the beginning. It was not going to be a new normal. People were going to get back to life, and they were going to just be themselves, and they're starting to do it right now. But I'm not sure who was more nervous. Was it the comedian or was it the audience? Both were nervous, both were rusty about how the evening was to go. The comedian didn't quite know where to go with things, didn't know how sensitive people were going to be. And the audience didn't quite know how to just kind of laugh and have a good time. But when the lights went down, everybody did. They chilled. And they had some fun. The beer didn't hurt either. It didn't take long to see a lot of joy in everybody's face. So comedy, if you haven't paid attention to how they do it, is about observation. Which is why it's called observational comedy. In fact, what I do for years, I have termed observational motivation. I study all the science. I read the books. I do all that stuff at the same time. But really what I do is I stand around. I pay attention to what works and what doesn't work and the funny stuff that happens between the lines and the effective things that happen between the lines. What makes you successful? What makes you fail? All that stuff. I study that. I observe it. Comedians do the same thing. They look at the world through a different lens than most folks. They see the good along with the dark. They find funny and boring and laughter in absurd. They see in our lives and they make us laugh at things that stress us out every single day. It's like, are you looking in my window? A lot of people say to me on this podcast, Scott, are you spying on me? Because you're talking right to me right now. I say, yeah, I am. But really what I'm doing is I'm spying on everybody else. As I live my life, I'm observing what's going on. I'm wide open. I'm a sponge. I'm paying attention. After a year in hiding, all of us are kind of welcoming this new unique take on the world, aren't we? So the show goes on. It was a fun show. Did some improv. Everybody got involved. It was kind of fun. I will say, like, hardly any social separation, but it was outside. Nobody thought about it. We were having a good time. It was great. After the show, I stepped up to say thanks. I like to do that when it's appropriate. If I appreciate it, I don't ever step up and say, you suck. I don't do that. People do. They do. They tell that to me all the time. Yay. Piss somebody off. I stepped up to say thank you. It's a great show. And to kind of comment on how he was able to capture the essence of what the audience was feeling. I saw that. He made them laugh, and I wondered, what was his secret? See, it's the observational part of me that saw there was some magic happening here, that the audience was engaged, the timing was spot on, it was able to keep them there, able to take things that were a little bit uncomfortable and make them comfortable. I want to know how he did that. So I thought I'd ask, and I did. Answer, pretty simple, kind of a paraphrase right now, but basically he said it's simple. Comedy is about pain and time. I've heard that before. Life is beautiful, but nothing is easy. If you're willing to go through the pain and give it enough time, you'll find the beauty. Then you can laugh at it. How cool is that, huh? Comedy is about pain and time. Life is beautiful, but nothing is easy. If you're willing to go through the pain and give it enough time, you're going to find that beauty. And when you do, you and we and they and all of us can laugh about it. I am a very upbeat, positive, realistic person. Emphasis on realistic. But I am not one to dwell on the pain or the negative. I just don't do that. In my way of thinking, life is all about experience and time, just like a comedian's. If you put yourself into the world enough, you take your dreams, you turn them into goals, you decide to go for it, and you're willing to go through whatever gets in your way, the world will fill you eventually, with time, with a beautiful life. All you have to do is keep moving. But the truth is, it doesn't matter what experience you have. When it's all done, it's an experience that gets notched into your brain, and that becomes your life. That becomes your legacy. That becomes who you are. That becomes what you think. That becomes how you teach. That becomes what guides you in the future. And someday, when you're dead and gone, you'll be thinking, well, you won't be. So it doesn't matter. So get out and have a little fun, right? Do what you want to do. Don't be so scared. Some people are so afraid to take a chance. After the last year, what we all went through, should never be afraid again. Three questions to help you with goal setting. We'll do that on tomorrow's show. Very simple. If you really are looking for the 25 things, how to set goals, it won't be your show. I promise you that tomorrow. But if you want three questions that you can use anytime, any day, all the time, multiple times a day to get you to do what you say you want to do, boss, tomorrow's your huckleberry. See you then right here on the Daily Boost.